The devil boy downstairs is washing his clothes while I make footsteps over his head. There's a thick and greasy smoke around the windows, as though we'd moved to a foreign land, a steaming, evil jungle. Martina holds her palms outward, expressing pain and anger, seeking justice for the downtrodden and all the infants left awake, while I stretch my own hands down to the airway, testing the moisture, smelling the dew in the atmosphere. I swear to God, you landlords, he's got ladies down there, the kind without limits. Night by night, his dog barks the slick adjustment of underwear. The beagle's got his nose buried in somebody's crotch, but still we hear him howling. I've lowered a microphone into the air tank, twisted it around to catch his movement, seeking proof, retaliation, a form of palms-out justice without slapping the walls in empty frustration, where we come up empty, starving. His animals are better fed than we are. Martina stands silently in the kitchen now, getting darker with the smoke. I can barely see the war paint around her eyes. I've done a bad thing, she says, unable to move away from the window. She's looking down on the scene below. In my hands, I've got the cable and I'm lowering it, experiencing his world in my own way. Neither of us have a child, but we know what it's like. We've lived above this devil boy for so long. Telephone is useless because his front door has metal hinges. They're oiled. His ladies giggle in the darkness. All of them tickled. Fat faces squitching up happy. All of them. Still the dog is howling. We'd eat it if we could catch it. My line snags on something bent. An angle invisible. A trap is set. We're unable to concentrate. We can't watch TV or build our scrapbooks anymore. Every night his alarm clock goes off, we hear his invasion getting louder, even the squeak of his hammock rocking the walls late into the humid air. When I'm coughing or Martina is crying softly by the bathroom door, we hear him. And because of this, we hate the boy. We don't care how old he is or what he plans to do. He's a devil when he does his laundry. He's a devil all the time. Martina runs her fingers along her bones as the demon smoke swallows her up. I put a cloth over my mouth and fish for the devil boy's sounds. Every time I raise my line, I come up empty.
I feel it.